The following shiur is recorded, edited, and presented to you by Kol HaLashon. We wish you an enjoyable and meaningful time listening.
Yeah, continuation of the last condition. Hashem does everything out of goodwill. We're talking about Hashem's nature, that He does good to us under all conditions because He wants to be made this. We go to Pasuk, Rabba Sasisa, so many wonderful things He did for me. This is David Amel speaking, Pasuk and Tehillim. At Hashem Elikai, Yifliseche, Machshav Yisecha Eleinu, all the wonderful things you made. And all your deep thoughts are all for us. David HaMelech was able to see that the Essen, the whole wonderful world, amazing world that we're living in, and all the Hashkoch in the world is only for us. If you think of it, Ein Arach Elecho, there's nobody like you. Agiva Adabra, Otsumi Sapin. I want to say over all the wonderful things you're doing. There's too much to say over. This is David HaMelech was one of the examples, one of the great examples of the Baal Bitochen. So many classic Sukkim of Bitochen that you take out from the Tehillim. This is how David HaMelech is describing the world. He came to recognition. This whole gigantic universe with all its amazing qualities and traits and beauty and complexion. It's all complex interaction. It's all Eleinu. It's all for us. Now, we know David HaMelech's life was not an easy life. From his youngest days, he was considered illegitimate until when Shmuel HaNavi came to look for David HaMelech. They didn't even present him as one of the brothers. It's because in Kol Yisrael was very lovable to tell. And then when he finally got an equivalent of Machas of Shoel, then Shmuel HaNavi got jealous of him and was ready to sin. As he started coming into the position of being a king, there were people that started up him and was Zalvil and his own children rebelled against him, Avshalom and Adonijo. He could have written a biography or a picture of life. Look at this horrible world I'm living in. Look at all the tzaras I have. Whenever I seem to be successful, I have new tzaras. He didn't see that. He was able to take himself out of that low, detached outlook on life and look at this bigger picture. Look at this amazing universe. Who was it created for? It was only created for me. I'm surrounded with so much unlimited chasodim that if I try to say them, ultimately it's up. Too much to say. It's impossible to say all the Nifloyis and Machshavat Hashem. That's our goal in life. That's what makes it a life beautiful. That makes it a quality of life. To realize a tremendous chasodim, Olam Chesed Yibonim. This whole world was created just to do mischasid with us. We have no other explanation for it. Why else would Hashem create this world? And it's so full of chasodim. What Hashem is a Rav Chesed. Father Rav Chesed is always doing Chesed with me. And if I have hardships, those are Nisayonis, a test from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, help me get past them. And the worst Nisayonis, the hardest Nisayonis to get past, the ones they don't look at, because they get confused that that person is the one who's making me miserable and he's not respecting me and he's not destroying my life or whatever you want to call it. So much room for confusion. Those are the type of things that Aramach went through. There's always people against him and people after him. They always realize that these things are happening, Hashem has his cheshbonos, and I'll benefit from them.
Kol Halashon.
My focus is on Rav Chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. No other reason for me being here in this whole amazing world other than to Chesed. And if that's the nature of Hashem, that he's unconditional, unlimited Chesed, and even the things I don't understand, I accept and remain with that Tchin of Shir at HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So much in our hands. It's so tragic when we sometimes see people that can focus on all this good they are surrounded with. That's such a wonderful life. They don't take advantage of it. As I mentioned, on Sunday, we had a grandson, my grandson named after my father, Zechariah Lezocha. He also, his name also was David. And he lived his life also. Like his great-great-grandfather, David HaMelech. He went through a lot of hard things. You know. At the age of 13, he separated from his family. He was left all by himself in concentration camps. It's hard to imagine such a thing. 13-year-old, look at our children, our neighbor, our own children. 13 years old, it's more dead. They deal with this predicament of being left alone. No, there's possibly nobody left of his family in the deplorable conditions. So he's able to put himself back in the refocus things. Hashem is the one who created me. Hashem is the one who put me here. That's what he told us. I don't understand what's going on. But I know Hashem created me. He's giving me life. He put me in a situation. I can make the best of it. Baruch Hashem was able to do that. After going through that period of time in the Holocaust, somebody was, he told me once, it was even harder coming out of the Holocaust back to the regular world and nobody even appreciating what he went through. Maybe not interested even telling people that, of course, of concerning me not to react to it with understanding. And once again, not giving up, realizing it's a wonderful world was created for us. We're never going to give up on it. We're never going to focus on negativity. Focus on what we have. And that's why Baruch Hashem was able to go through his life. Bring up the family. And always want to emulate the good. He saw the epitome of evil in the world. Didn't make him be like some people that unfortunately said this whole world, there's nothing good in this world. There's no true values in this world. The other way around. So much evil in the world, even if the whole world doesn't get it. I'm going to get it. And I got it, and I'm going to continue. The great legacy that I received from my parents, their parents, back to Dover, America, back to all the division. That's what makes us great. You know, each one of us has to think ourselves. We are our stage of the link, the greatness of Klal Yisrael. And this is what makes us great, the ability to focus on the bigger picture, not get carried away with triviality, get carried away with the fact that I'm alive, the fact that I'm breathing, the fact that I have the basic things in life. So great, also misate. It's so great, I can't even, I'll never end. In fact, you can always get content with what he has. There's no that dream, if only he had this and only of that. He didn't buy a lottery ticket once in his life. What do we need it for? Hashem wants to forgive me. I might have to look for ways to jump the gun, to make the millions, do things honestly and straightforward. Baruch Hashem, and the beautiful world that's created special for us. We're all coming from such great places with our great ancestors, and now we're all in a position to strengthen that positive link that we can make for the next generation. Are you really feeling and paying attention? And Governor Mel said, the wonders and all the thoughts of Hashem are directly there for us. Shalom Aleichem.
The shiur you've listened to was recorded and edited for you by Kol HaLashon. You're invited to continue listening at any time to all the shiurim and drushos in all topics by all the Rabbanim on Kol HaLashon.